When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
It's 12 o'clock noon, time now for the noontime news on the Voice of the Valley. AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com and the free KROX mobile app. Also Alexa as well, just say Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. And we're currently working on getting into the, Apple Car as well, so you're not going to be able to get rid of us. We're going to be around on everything that everywhere you turn will be available for you. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. Abortion rights advocates are urging Alabama Governor Kay Ivey to veto an attempted abortion ban in Alabama and vowed swift legal action to prevent it from taking effect. Stacy Fox of Planned Parenthood Southeast said they urged Ivey to veto this dangerous bill. She says they'll file a legal challenge against the ban if needed to block it from taking effect. The Czech Defense Ministry says the country's military is continuing with its training operations in Iraq. The ministry also says it has taken adequate measures due to a worsened security situation. No details are immediately given. The U.S. State Department on Wednesday ordered a non-essential government staff to leave Iraq right away amid escalating tensions with Iran. The Trump administration is facing skepticism among allies and others about its claims that U.S. personnel are facing significant threats in the Persian Gulf from Iran and groups linked to Iran. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad today ordered all non-essential, non-emergency government staff to leave Iraq immediately, but some key U.S. allies and others say they see no heightened risk in the Gulf region. Former Delta Airlines pilot and executive Stephen Dixon asserts that he will make sure the Federal Aviation Administration does not become captive to the industry if he is confirmed as its chief. He tells the Senate Commerce Committee, considering his confirmation, that he will make an ironclad commitment that his service would be to the American public. And Colorado prosecutors have charged the student suspected of opening fire at their school over a dozen counts of murder and attempted murder, as well as theft and arson. The shootings at the STEM school, Highlands Ranch, on May 7th killed one student and injured eight others. The accused gunmen, 18-year-old Devin Erickson and 16-year-old Alec McKinney, were arrested at the school, and investigators say they opened fire inside using handguns. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Taking a look at the present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. So far, a beautiful morning. We have 70 degrees, sunny skies, a south wind of 16, gusting up to 20. Barometric pressure at 29.91 inches, and the humidity is at 27%. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be partly sunny, a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, it'll be breezy, south winds of 15 to 25. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, rain showers are likely and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Some thunderstorms may be severe, lows in the mid-40s, south winds around 15 miles an hour, shifting to the west after midnight. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour and a 60% chance of rain. And if anything comes our way, we'll keep you updated if any severe thunderstorms come our way. Also, the forecast for the rest of the week, it looks like it might cool down a bit, but it'll still be nice anywhere in the 60 to 65 degree range here the rest of the week. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. And that'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Taking a look at the state news, budget talks continue this morning at the state capitol after Governor Walz and legislative leaders met into the early morning hours, about 2:30 this morning. Entering this morning's talks, Governor Walz says he's on his third can of Diet Mountain Dew and asked if he had anything new to say. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka joked with reporters.
Not much. The good news is we were here longer than you were last night, so we continue to work.
The two sides have been trying to reach an agreement on the main budget bills and have been far apart on their approaches to taxes and spending. The legislative session is set to end Monday at midnight, and without an approved budget, a special session is likely. Two gun bills will not be part of a broad public safety bill after they failed to pass in a party line conference committee vote on Tuesday. The measures called for background checks on all gun sales and put in place a red flag law that is meant to keep guns out of the hands of those who may be a threat to themselves or others.
Members, criminal background checks on all sales is a proven policy. It's in use in more than 20 states with lower rates of gun death and other statistical benefits as well.
A Democratic Representative Dave Pinto, but Rob Doerr with the Minnesota Guns Rights argues that
these laws do nothing to keep guns out of the hands of individuals who are actually worried about possessing firearms. And the big problem is they're much more likely to catch a good person in a paperwork mistake.
Democrats say the bills could still be reintroduced this session. Republicans say the bills are not likely to get anywhere. Family Housing Fund says a new report is a wake-up call about the link between economic potential and the region's supply of affordable housing. Lisa Sturevant authored the report and says other similar economic regions are outpacing the Twin Cities.
Charlotte, Austin, Dallas-Fort Worth, these are all regions the Minneapolis area has defined as peer regions. These are all places that have lower costs of living. Places like Nashville and Indianapolis, places that Minneapolis will be competing with in the future, are much more affordable.
And Sturevant says ramping up production of rental and multifamily homes is needed to meet the expected demand for a growing workforce. The White Earth Band of Ojibwe in Minnesota is joining the long list of plaintiffs suing drug companies over the opioid crisis. A complaint filed in U.S. District Court says the tribe filed the lawsuit for the public health and safety of its members and to recover money spent because of false, deceptive, and unfair marketing. A minister has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for driving drunk and killing a woman who was on her way to work as a Minneapolis 911 dispatcher. 73-year-old Richard Shaka, a former college professor, was sentenced in Hennepin County District Court for a February 2018 crash that killed 30-year-old Jenna Bixby on a Brooklyn Park highway. Minnesota utilities regulators have approved agreements between Google and Xcel Energy to provide electricity for a $600 million data center in Becker. Google has weighing plans to build the center on land next to Xcel's Sherco power plant. Electricity for the center would come from two wind farms. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene, the Crookston Pirate girls softball team scored two runs in the seventh inning before plating the winning run in the eighth inning of a 12-11 comeback win over the Northern Freeze in a non-section game played in New Fulden. Crookston was led by Jasmine Hansen, who pitched all eight innings, only allowing three earned runs, and she was 2-for-5 at the plate with two runs batted in, two runs scored, and a double. Crookston improves to 1-15 on the year. The Pirates return to action Thursday with a doubleheader in Oakley beginning at 4:30 against East Polk before taking on Red Lake County Central at 6:30. The Northern Freeze drops to 4-11 on the season. The Crookston Pirate baseball team was swept by the Warroad Warriors 18-4 and 9-5 in Section 8 AA games played at Jim Karn Field in Crookston. Game 1, Brady Butt was 3-for-4 with a run, and in Game 2, Leighton Salentine was 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run. Crookston drops to 2-6 on the year. They'll travel to Greenbush on Thursday to play Badger Greenbush Middle River, the Gators. At 4:30, you can hear the game on KROX. Warroad, they improved to 11-1 on the season. The Pirate Boys tennis team finished the regular season with two more section wins, with a 4-3 victory over East Grand Forks and a 5-2 victory over Fergus Falls. Winning twice for the Pirates were Nick Garman and Jack Garman at singles, then at the first doubles team of Blake Fee and Logan Wardner. Crookston ends the regular season with a 4-9 dual record. The team's seeding meeting is being held as we speak, and the individual seeding meeting will be on Friday. The Crookston Pirate Boys golf team won the three-team East Grand Forks invite at the Valley Golf Course in East Grand Forks. The course played as a par 69. Crookston shot a 309, 24 strokes better than East Grand Forks. Brock Heppner and Ben Andringa led the Pirates with 76s, and Jack Record had a 77. The medalist was Nathaniel Emery of East Grand Forks with a 75. Crookston will travel to Bemidji to play at the Town and Country Club on Friday. They were scheduled to go there for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, but they've canceled Saturday, so just Friday. For all the stories, stats, scores, coaches' comments, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. Also from yesterday, the Minnesota Twins, they bounced back with a victory over the Los Angeles Angels 4-3. Mitch Garver hit a two-run home run and tagged out Shohei Ohtani trying to score. Unfortunately, though, Garver was injured on the play, and he has been put on the 10-day disabled list. And the Vikings have signed first-round draft pick Garrett Bradbury, the center from North Carolina State, selected with the 18th overall pick. The Vikings also confirmed they restructured the contract of linebacker Eric Kendricks for salary cap compliance. The Vikings were roughly $664,000 under the $188.2 million cap entering Tuesday. And let's see what else we have here on the sports scene. Taking a look at the schedule for today, we have Twins baseball. They're just getting underway as they host the Los Angeles Angels. We'll join it at 1 o'clock right here on KROX. Tonight, the Dilworth Rail Dogs take on the Crookston Reds in the season opener for the Reds. That will get underway. The Reds are doing this now. 7:35 is the start. And I think, what was it, Chicago, the White Sox, they changed their start times to 7-11 when they were sponsored, obviously, by 7-11 to have those start times. We'll have to see if the Reds have some kind of deal there. The Crookston girls golf team, they're going to be at the East Grand Forks Conference Triangular at Valley Golf Course at 2 p.m. And junior high softball, the girls are at Thief River Falls at 3:15 today. That is a look at the sports for the past week's sporting news. The story, stats, scores, pictures, and more. Go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burgerpalooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Stop by the deli at Hugo's Family Marketplace for a great meal idea. Hugo's original rotisserie chicken's on special for $6.99. Hugo's coleslaw, $2.99 a pound. In Hugo's produce department, the 1.5-pound assorted little potato company potatoes, they're $2.99. For dessert, buy an 8-inch Hugo's Baked Fresh apple or Dutch apple pie for $3.99, or the 4-count Hugo's Baked Fresh peanut butter Danish rolls.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Public Schools Long Range Planning Committee met on Tuesday night. The only action taken by the committee was to forward consideration to discontinue the co-op with Fisher School for girls and boys hockey. Activities Director Greg Garman told those attending the meeting that the hockey numbers are expected to be strong in girls hockey, with 33 girls expected to be out next season. Those numbers are expected to grow to 38 in 2021, and then 44 girls out in 2021 to 2022, based on current youth participation. Superintendent Jeremy Olson said the administration is recommending discontinuing the co-op with Fisher to serve the strategic interest of the district at this time.
On May 28th, we're going to be looking at the co-op with Fisher for hockey, both boys and girls. Does that serve the strategic interests of Crookston Public Schools? The recommendation coming from the administration to the board on May 28th will be to not have a co-op with Fisher for girls and boys hockey, because we don't believe that that serves Crookston's best interests.
That strategic interest includes the potential for students located in Crookston to leave Crookston to attend Fisher, then come back to play for Crookston, which has happened with baseball. Fisher also only had one girls hockey player as part of the co-op this past year, and there hasn't been a boys hockey player from Fisher in several years. The administration and committee felt the co-op with Mayville-Portland School District is still in the best interest of the girls hockey program.
A lot of the decision comes down to participation, and right now we have some strong participation from Mayville. We feel like they strengthen our programs, and so we want to maintain that partnership.
And the other discussion was looking at the list of sports and activities to determine what was the right list of activities for Crookston given its size. 43% of students participate in fall and spring sports, with 42% participating in the winter sports, Activities Director Greg Garman told the group. Olson said the idea is to find the right number of programs for Crookston to provide quality opportunities, including strength training, active coaches, and youth feeder programs.
We are working on quality. What does quality look like in extracurricular sports? What we're looking at right now is a couple of different indicators, and that's something that we'll be working on in the next month. Those indicators are going to include things like summer weightlifting, looking at our coaching staff pushing kids to weightlift. That's going to look like feeder programs. We're going to also have some indicators on there as far as participation. So trying to lay out, what does a quality extracurricular sport really look like? What should we be seeking? What can we be seeking? What are our expectations for our sports? And the bottom line is to make sure that our sports and our extracurricular activities are moving in the right direction. That's really the fundamentals of it.
Ty Begg was a student who attended the meeting and said one of the things he was worried about was extracurricular programs like theater and Knowledge Bowl. He also said it's been common for the students at practice to be discussing whether their sport would be around next year, and added he'd really like to see the district have a home track and a better soccer field. Olson said the idea of defining quality is to set up a long-range plan for providing activities to the Crookston students.
I mean, in a word, it's quality. That's what we're seeking, is quality across the board. Now, there's not, just to not be confusing, quality can't be the only component. So we can have a really strong quality program. If we don't have participants, it's going to be very difficult long term. So when we talk about quality within our programming, participation has to be a factor of that quality, but there's more than just the quantity as well.
The school board will consider discontinuing the Fisher Boys and Girls Hockey Co-op at their meeting May 28th. While the administrative staff for the Crookston Public Schools will work to come up with a definition of quality activities and consider participation, active coaches, the youth feeder program, strength training, among other indicators for the next long-range planning committee meeting. The Crookston Education Association will have a retirement party on Friday, May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Crookston Eagles for retirees of the Crookston Public School District. Karen Hansen says she spent 25 years working with the school district.
I started in 1994. I've had a lot of different roles. I started out at the cafeteria with Carla Wallin and as a lunch lady, and then I did some paraprofessional part-time stuff then. I've been to every single school except for Lincoln as a para. One of the odd things I experienced that I had was, I don't remember what year it was, I went with my sister to visit Alcatraz. And then I came back and found out that I'm going to be working at the juvenile center. I thought that was a little odd. It's like, however, it was wonderful working there. I'm going to really miss working with the employees that I work with. They're just awesome. It's just like, you know, people always say it's like a family. Well, it really is, and I'm glad I could be part of it.
And Karen Hansen says she'll probably do some farming, traveling to see family, and may even sub in retirement.
My husband and I farm, and I'm thinking he's going to probably put me in a field someplace. We have 4 kids, and we have 5 grandkids, and we're looking forward to spending more time being able to go to their events and stuff like that. I have 2 of them in high school, so that'll be really awesome. I hope to travel, and I'll probably help sub. I hate to say that too loud, but, but yeah. So traveling and spending time with family.
That is Karen Hansen. Another retiree is Jackie Lindsay. She began her career coaching and has been a paraprofessional since 1990.
In 1979, I started coaching basketball, and then I coached some volleyball and softball. And then in 1990, I started working as a paraprofessional and have been here ever since. Mostly, I started out at the junior high and have been working with junior high and now senior high for the last several years.
And Lindsay said she has lots of good memories to take with her.
Oh, well, there's lots of good coaching memories, like when we went to state in basketball a couple of years, 3 years actually, I guess it was. And I'll miss the kids, but I'll really miss the people that I work with. I really work with some awesome people.
And Jackie said she'll stay involved running the clock for basketball and volleyball, but plans to spend time traveling to see her kids and grandkids.
I will still be involved with the school as far as I will help out at games. I run the clocks for volleyball and basketball and things like that. We have 3 daughters and 7 grandkids and I suppose 3 son-in-laws, I better say that. But plan to spend time with them. They're all getting to be involved in things. And my husband Jerry and I will probably do a little traveling back and forth to see the kids.
That is Jackie Lindsay. And here's a little trivia for you. She was a 2-sport athlete at NDSU. As a student athlete there. And we will hear from the retiring Washington school principal, Denise Oliver, during tomorrow's newscast. We'll be listening for that. On Tuesday at approximately 3:08 p.m., officers from the Grand Forks Police Department were dispatched to Kohl's located at 3301 32nd Avenue South for shoplifting in progress. Prior to officers' arrival, the suspect had exited the store and left the parking lot in a vehicle. Kohl's Loss Prevention gave a description of the individual and suspect vehicle. Officers responded to the general area where they located the suspect's vehicle, a gold Ford Ranger, in the area. After officers activated their emergency lights and siren to stop the suspect vehicle, the suspect's vehicle fled from officers at moderate speeds. The pursuit went south on Columbia Road, east on 36th Avenue South, and then continued north through a parking lot and over 32nd Avenue South. Due to the time of day and the amount of vehicle traffic, officers terminated the pursuit. Shortly after terminating the pursuit, the suspect exited the vehicle and fled on foot from officers near the 1900 block of 28th Avenue South. Officers observed the suspect and took him into custody behind an apartment complex. The suspect was identified as DeAndre Francis, 35 years old, a Grand Forks resident, and was arrested for theft, reckless driving, fleeing in a motor vehicle, and several outstanding warrants. Francis was confined at the Grand Forks County Correctional Center. On Tuesday at 9:39 a.m., the Crookston Fire Department responded to detectors going off on the 1100 block of Alexander. No danger was found. The detector had a bad battery. At 2:37 p.m., they responded to a general fire alarm at Highland Elementary School. It turned out to be a fire drill. And at 5:17 p.m., they responded to a grass fire that was endangering buildings. And 26151 170th Street Southwest, they extinguished the fire and turned it over to the party doing the burning. The Riverview Foundation, they awarded 18 with the June Shaver Scholarships. And they were pleased to announce the following winners. Lauren Dernick, Megan Fugelseth, Riley Hermrek, Monica Holcraft, Efrosinia Knutsev of Erskine, Forrest Laporte, Jamie Matthews of Fisher, Anna Miller, Brittany Mosier, Kartner Mosier of Beltrami, Anna Ogard Brecken, Michelle Peltier of Red Lake Falls, Jenna Porter, Haley Rode, Amy Reba, Alyssa Schultz, Nicole Strauss, and Annie Waldahl. Shaver was a longtime Crookston community member and healthcare champion who served as the administrator of the Northwest Clinic in Crookston from 1953 until her retirement in 1983. And she continues to give back many years after she has passed away, leaving quite the legacy she is. And on the obituary desk today, we have Dwayne Jeriel Ogard, 90 of Crookston, passed away early Monday morning at Riverview Health in Crookston with members of his family at his side. And he entered the U.S. Army in November 1950 and served his country with the 2nd Armored Division stationed in Germany. Following his honorable discharge in November of 1952, he returned to Crookston. He was united in marriage to Eleanor Raymond at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls on April 13, 1953. They resided in Crookston throughout their 66 years of marriage and together raised their 3 children, Romuald, Corwin, and Marla, in a very loving home. Dwayne is lovingly survived by his wife, Eleanor of Crookston, their 3 children, Rom Ogard of Crookston, Corwin Ogard of St. Paul, and Marla Dressen of San Mateo, California, 5 grandchildren, Hunter Dressen of San Mateo, Holly Bierke of Grand Forks, Megan Tweet, Matthew Ogard, and Andrew Ogard of Crookston, 4 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives. He was preceded in death by his parents, Adolph and Alma, 3 brothers, Arlen, Curtis, and infant Sheldon, and 4 sisters, June Mosier, Shirley Thorson, Alice Delisle, and infant Carol. The Mass of Christian Burial honoring Dwayne's life will be held at 2:30 p.m. Friday, May 17th at the Cathedral in Crookston with the Reverend Vincent Miller presiding. Visitation will be at the Central Housky Funeral Home on Thursday from 5 to 7 with a 7 p.m. prayer service and will continue for an hour before the funeral at the church. Interment will take place at Bethel Cemetery in rural Beltrami at 5 p.m. on Friday, with military honors provided by the Crookston Veterans Council and the Minnesota National Guard Honors Team of Moorhead. In lieu of flower memorials, can be given to Dwayne's name to the Cathedral of Immaculate Conception at 702 Summit Avenue, Crookston, Minnesota, 56716. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Dennis K. Anderson, who was born in 1941 in Crookston. He enlisted in 1963, and Dennis K. Anderson died in the state in combat in Vietnam in 1968 at the age of 26. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 70 degrees, a south wind of 16, gusting up to 20, barometric pressure at 29.91 inches and falling. Humidity's up just a bit at 27%. Sunny skies, 70 right now in downtown. Taking a look at the numbers for today, this morning's low was 43 at 6 o'clock this morning. The sun rose at 5:48. The sun will set at 8:57 for 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight. Today's record high, 95, set in 1987. The record low, 26, set in 1967. Year ago high, 82. Year ago low, 43. The average high, 67. The average low, 41. Yesterday's high was 73 with a low of 52 and a trace of rain. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area. For the rest of today, partly sunny, a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, south winds of 15 to 25. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, a chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Some thunderstorms may be severe, lows in the mid-40s, south winds around 15, shifting to the west after midnight. Gusts up to 30 miles an hour and a 60% chance of rain. And a few severe storms will be possible this afternoon after 4 o'clock in the Red River Valley. Main threats include large hail, larger than golf balls, and damaging wind gusts. This threat ends after midnight, so if anything severe does come our way, and obviously golf ball-sized hail would do a little bit of damage, so we'll keep you updated if anything comes our way this afternoon and evening. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny, highs 55 to 60, north winds of 10 to 20. Then Friday, mostly sunny, high 60 to 65. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s. Sunday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.